Okay, this is Jesse Simmons reporting on the SEER travel grant for the Fletcher School's attendance at the MINT MBA Impact Investing Network in Training, which is an impact investing venture capital competition. This is a competition that features 24 different business schools undertaking the work of an impact investor. A venture capitalist. So taking the process from the very start of sourcing a company to diligencing and ultimately pitching that company to a panel of impact investors at Wharton Business School. We began this competition in October with a team of five Fletcher students who reached out to all individuals across our network working in the social entrepreneurship and the venture capital space, looking for companies that fit a particular window of criteria, that being with an open funding round of $250,000 to $1 million, and then lead investor in place as of springtime 2016. As well as a clear social or environmental impact being had by the business, whether it be directly in the business strategy or in the externality of the work of the business. We ultimately sourced over 100 companies, which kind of began our next task of starting to diligence these companies and get some meaning and narrow down our list of companies. We did this with the help of Professors Shana and Barry, who were instrumental in guiding us through the process of looking at new companies that we were very unfamiliar with and generating and meaning and gaining an understanding of whether this company was going to be a viable provider of financial returns and social returns to the investor, whether the business model was sustainable, feasible, and whether it was a company that we wanted to move further with. We did this over the course of many months and narrowed the companies down to a final 10, which we then presented to an internal committee of Professors Roger Professors Shana and Barry, and then ultimately narrowed it down to a final 3 that we brought into the competition. Unfortunately, due to different circumstances that are fairly illustrative of the venture capital process, we lost all 3 of those companies that fell out of contention for the competition. One because it had already raised too much capital and in fact was ready to close a round. One because it wasn't quite ready to open a round yet and had enough capital to keep going and keep developing its operations and didn't really want to give away an additional piece of the company until it was necessary. And then finally one because the entrepreneur was so married to the impact side of things. He wasn't able to take the steps necessary to monetize and prove a revenue model and therefore wasn't able to really generate any interest in investment from investors, which was a non-starter for us as we were bound to only companies that had a lead investor in place with terms set with the company. So this created a rather rapid period of resourcing in which we hit our network once again and tried very urgently in February to resecure some new companies to pitch in April. This is when we really started to see some of our learning in full effect as we were much quicker and much better trained to undertake the sourcing process than we were the first time around. And we were able to very quickly secure 3 really attractive companies. One of which that we finally settled on, Ubuntu Capital, which provides talent matching for job seekers and employers in sub-Saharan Africa and allows the counterparties to rate each other on quality of services transacted. It also provides a secondary benefit down the road of using the data that it collects on these different transactions to develop a credit scoring proxy in which it will build out an Ubuntu score, which it can sell to banks and insurers, that is basically a composite of number of jobs worked, amount or given if you're from the employer side, amount of money transacted, and the quality of services or jobs provided, which can really give a unique insight to banks and other lenders. who are really interested in getting some better understanding of the creditworthiness of individuals working in Africa's informal markets, which makes up over 50% of sub-Saharan Africa's GDP. Really seeing a really interesting social benefit of making jobs easier to get and more high quality matching in informal and somewhat opaque talent markets, as well as providing access to financing where it may have not previously been available. Ultimately, we went up against the ultimate winner of the competition in our first round and lost to them. The feedback that we received was really on the basis of the company itself, which is what, you know, obviously the investors would ultimately be putting their money into. And the ultimate winner was a bit more of a mature company with a more proven revenue model with kind of demonstrated interest of investors, their lead investor being Axion Venture Lab, which is a well-known player in the space, kind of providing a proof of concept. So while we would suggest that it might not have been as potentially a transformative a company, it was certainly a lower risk and certainly more proof of concept and proof of revenue model. So this is definitely something that we will pass on to the next group. We hope to have Fletcher as a participant again next year, which we expressed to the organizers of the competition. And we look forward to passing on the lessons learned from this experience this past year. So again, it's been wonderful to really develop a hands-on experience in the impact investing space, and something that I think is tremendously coveted by employers hiring in the impact investing space. So thank you to SEERP for you know, providing the financing to allow us to do this. And we look forward to strengthening the knowledge of impact investing here at the Fletcher School and the opportunities for students to gain hands-on professional experience that I think will be tremendously beneficial in careers both during and after the Fletcher School.